You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WOR. And I hope you're all enjoying the show, listening and learning a lot. Well, you know, what was the big news in medicine this week? Probably the big news in the world was the approval by the FDA just yesterday of the COVID vaccine. Wow. This is something I've been talking about since March, maybe earlier, and this is so exciting to me and should be to you. I brought on Dr. Ronald Nahas. Now, Dr. Nahas is an infectious disease expert from New Jersey. He is a what we call in the business a superstar infectious disease expert. He's embarrassed to hear that term. Dr. Nahas is a board-certified internist, board-certified in infectious disease. He's got a master's degree from Harvard in health management, and of course, you know, he's got all the accolades of every superstar infectious disease expert. He's on all the who's who list. Dr. Nahas, are you on the line?
I'm here, Dr. Perry. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. You know, physicians, when I introduce physicians that are of your caliber, they get embarrassed. But, Ron, you're a superstar, and we appreciate you in New Jersey. We're so happy to have you here. I am so happy to have you on the line tonight because, you know, the big news yesterday is the FDA approval of the first COVID vaccine in the United States. Tell us about this vaccine.
Well, Art, I'm thrilled to talk about it. It really is an amazing accomplishment because of two principal reasons. One, it is very effective, 95% effective in preventing COVID. That's beyond what anybody would have expected. And its safety profile, I'm absolutely convinced, is really quite remarkable. I don't have any concerns about the safety and the technology used to it. Really reinforces that.
All right, so now we have the very first Pfizer vaccine, 95% effective. What I've been hearing from patients, and this is always amazes me, Ron, I've been hearing patients say, oh, who wants to take this? This is an experimental vaccine. I wouldn't take it, and I tell them, you know what I tell them. What do you tell them?
I tell them, I get the question asked all the time, are you going to take it? The answer is, I'm going to the front of the line if I can get there. This vaccine, the technology used to make this vaccine is really extraordinary. It mimics the natural infection without posing any of the risk of the natural infection. And as such, it's really the reason why it's amazingly effective as a protection. In addition, because it's limited in regard to the way that it affects humans, its safety profile is extraordinary. We are only exposed to a small portion of what we call the virus, the antigen, and that small portion of antigen has no way to cause illness in humans. As a result, it makes an amazing response in our immune system that is as effective as you just described, 95%, but without any of the danger of the virus. Really extraordinary technology.
And it really is. I'm speaking with Dr. Ronald Nahas. He is a board-certified internal medicine doctor, board-certified in infectious disease. And actually, you're head of, I think you have the second largest infectious disease group in the entire United States. Is it second or is it first already, Ron?
No, ID Care is the largest, second largest group in the United States. We're the largest group east of the Mississippi. You know, I've gained a lot of experience in dealing with the SARS-CoV-2 virus through my work as the hospital epidemiologist at Robert Wood Johnson Medical Center, Somerset. And our organization, ID Care, we've cared for over 8,000 patients with COVID in New Jersey.
Wow. And I read your paper, Congratulations in Clinical Infectious Disease, last month. You published a landmark paper about infections in COVID patients. And I'm speaking with a true expert. So when you listen to these so-called pundits on the radio or on TV, you know, this is a real one. So Dr. Ron Nahas, now the question for you, we've got the vaccine rolling out this week. I signed up to be a vaccinator this Wednesday. I think that's the first day at Robert Wood Johnson, and I'm so happy to be able to do that. So, you know, the question is, you know, there was that report out of Britain, out of the UK, of allergic reactions. What do you think? Is there a danger of an allergic reaction to this vaccine?
Well, there's always a danger as something is given to more and more people of unexpected reactions. But if you look at the components of the vaccine, the likelihood of true allergic reactions are low. And I suspect from reading the news reports and understanding how the vaccine is composed, that what was thought to be an allergic reaction was just a serious side effect. Although allergy is always a possibility, I think the likelihood is low. Remember, this vaccine has already been given to close to 30,000 people, and we saw no serious allergic side effects. We saw the typical reactions you expect with a vaccine. When you go get a tetanus shot, or you get your measles vaccine, or you get your shingles vaccine, your arm gets sore, you feel a bit uncomfortable for a day or two, maybe you've got a little bit of muscle aches or joint discomforts. Those are usual reactions to a vaccine because the body is making what's called an immune response and causes those side effects. You see the same thing with this vaccine, and that's what was seen in these 40,000 folks that have already received the vaccine.
Yeah, you know, and you said something interesting. Now here you are. There's very few people in the United States that know more about this than you. And, you know, you're modest, of course. We know you in New Jersey as the go-to guy. You're the guy that everybody wants to talk to get information about infectious disease and vaccinations. And you said something so important. You said that you would be first online. So I hear these people, and you see on Facebook these so-called, you know, the experts, they're, you know, working in retail one day, and they're commenting about how they wouldn't take the vaccine the next day and trying to influence other people. It's ridiculous. But you would be first online, and you know what? I'll be right behind you. I cannot wait. I look at this, Dr. Nahas, as here we are. If you're 70 years old, you know as well as I, and you get COVID and you have diabetes, what's the chance of dying from COVID at 70 with diabetes and maybe a little bit of obesity? What is the chance?
Yeah, that's the group that's at greatest risk for death, and over 40% of the deaths are in the groups you're identifying. So the high-risk individuals, the folks with diabetes, heart disease, a bit overweight, people in a nursing home but functional, all those folks have the greatest risk. They're contributing 40% of the deaths of COVID are in that particular group. We're at 300,000 deaths in this country. We can't afford, we don't have a minute to lose in getting this deployed. We need to follow all the rules. Wear your mask, watch your space, when you're sick, stay home, wash your hands. We need the vaccine, though. I have to add another W to my list.
Another W, there you go. All right.
We need the vaccine. I have a list, it's four W's. Wear a mask. Watch your space, wash your hands, and when you're sick, stay home.
Yeah, absolutely.
When the vaccine is available, take it. So
absolutely.
I'm ready.
Yeah, Dr. Ron Nahas, infectious disease expert. So your website, by the way, for your group is idcare.com, correct? IDCARE.com?
IDcare.com, that's correct.
And you've got nine locations in New Jersey, and your phone number 908-281-0221 if listeners out there are interested. And you do everything in your practice, travel medicine, take care of infectious disease patients in the hospital, consult all over the place. 908-281-0221 is your number. Is that correct, Ron?
That's it. That's my number, Arthur.
Okay, so let me ask you another question now. So let's say, so I'm vaccinating. I imagine I've signed up from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'm going to be very tired at the end of Wednesday, but I am so enthusiastic about this, as I'm sure you are. So I got on that 5 minutes after I got the email from Robert Wood Johnson. I signed up to vaccinate on Wednesday because I believe in this. I think this is so critically important. I can't wait to start doing this for my patients, for the doctors in the New Jersey area. So this is so great. So if someone gets the vaccine on Wednesday, so this is the Pfizer vaccine, I don't know if you can answer this, when do you think they're going to develop a little bit of immunity so that if they're exposed, how many days after getting the vaccine will they have just a little bit of immunity so that they won't get a profound illness? And when are they totally immune?
Great question. We know that after the first dose of the vaccine and before the second dose of the vaccine, you have about 50% protection. That protection starts about 1 week after that first dose. By 1 week or shortly after the second dose, so the second dose is given at 21 days, by about 1 week after that, you've got that 95 protection level. So about 50% protection about a week to 10 days after the first dose, 95% protection about a week after the second dose, which is occurring 21 days after your first dose.
All right. And masks still are going to be important for how long, do you think? I mean, this is obviously a guess. When are we going to be able to stop wearing masks in Costco?
Yeah, I think, that's one of the more frequent questions I get is this issue around masks. And at the moment, the answer is yes. We're wearing masks even after you're vaccinated for a couple of reasons. One is we're pretty certain, as I just described, that the vaccine is going to keep you from getting sick. But what we don't know with certainty is whether the vaccine prevents you from transmitting the disease. So, for example, say you get vaccinated, you get your two doses, you know that you're protected, but you're exposed to somebody that's not yet been vaccinated who has COVID. There is a small chance and concern that you might actually allow the virus to grow within you. You could then breathe or cough on someone, and even though you're not going to get sick because you got the vaccine, you could transmit the virus. And so it's really important that you wear that mask until we have more insight into the risks of transmission, until more people are vaccinated. And that's why we're wearing masks. I think that until we have better insight into that, or we get to 60% is the estimate of people vaccinated or immune to this disease, we'll be wearing masks. I'll bet that's probably sometime around mid to late summer. That would be my guess, but we'll see.
Yep. All right. Great, great information from a great infectious disease expert, Dr. Ronald Nahas. I have to say that I am so pleased that you came on tonight, and I'm proud to call you a friend. Thank you, Dr. Ronald Nahas.
All right. Thank you so much for having me on, and all the best.